This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3638, for Wednesday, the 13th of July, 2022. Today's show is entitled, Ken Drops a Bear on His Android Phone. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 5 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, how to enable SIP using a server on Android Linux.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to talk to you about something that's been an ongoing topic of conversation on the GNU World Order podcast, about getting reliable connections to copy files to your phone. Back in the day, you could just copy files and it would appear on your SD card, just mounted as a network drive. Alas, that day has gone, with file system on Android being an amalgamation of symlinks and change and write files and all sorts of stuff. If you actually want to see what's going on, my experience has shown that the best way to do that is use Android debugging tools. And I did an episode on that back in episode 3515, which will be linked in the show notes. And you can run as root if you assign the permissions in developer tools. So on your host machine, say connected via USB, you can go adb space root and then adb space shell, and you will see your phone. For years I've been using adb space push and adb space pull to transfer files over. That's the most reliable means of sending media over, but it's not really very convenient if you want to use the Linux shell, or you want to copy via file manager, or you want to do an rsync or something like that. So for years I've been using primitive FTPD, and that is an FTP server, but it also supports SSH. For some reason that stopped working and I was looking around for an alternative. There are plenty of clients, but very few servers. And then I hit upon simple SSHD, which is a SSH 2-based server based on Dropbear that supports secure copy, SFTP, and rsync. It only supports public key authentication, no password, or interactive alt except for bootstrapping. It does not use root, which means it must listen over port 1024 and defaults to port 2222. That to me is not a huge problem. Setting the install is quite simple. It's on FDroid and also on the Google Store. So once you install it, you can actually just go SSH space dash P space 2222 and then the IP address of your phone, and you're connected. It's as simple as that. But in order to set up authorization, if you go into the menu, and I'll have some screenshots of this in the show notes. If you start simple SSHD, go into settings on the drop-down menu, and then you go SSH path, it will give you the path to where you need to put your authorized keys file. It's slash data slash user slash zero slash org dot galaxander dot SSHD forward slash files. And I went there using ADB shell, and I created in Vim from the phone a file called authorized underscore keys, and I copied and pasted my user ID in, or my public key, into there, and then I changed permission to 600 for the authorized key file, and I changed the user to the user that the phone is, because that when you're running the application, it's using as the user on the phone. So in my case, it's U0_A268. And you also need to type restore con space dash uppercase F space authorized keys. So once I did that and I turned on and off the phone, just simply typing SSH space dash P 2222 space and the IP address of your phone, and now you can connect it. You can make this a lot easier by adding to your .ssh forward slash config file an entry that says host space and maybe my phone or whatever you want to call it, and then next line port space 2222, and then you're basically done. You can simply type in SSH space my phone and you get directly to your phone. The SSHFS part is actually rather simple, really. You install SSHFS on your host computer, apt install SSHFS and DNF install SSHFS, I believe. And then type, once it's installed, SSHFS space dash P to do the port, and then the phone's IP address, space forward slash, and the directory where you want to mount it. So I mount it into slash mount podcasts, and then I can copy and paste, I can browse the directories, and that's it. So, simple enough. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.